The Olmsted Dam project has been experiencing a lot of cost overruns and delays since its construction started, and I understand that they're starting a review process for it. What all will be a part of this review process?
The Corps is looking at all options, to be quite honest. We're looking at construction methods, and as some of you may know, we're building the dam in a, what we call an in-the-wet methodology in lieu of the coffer dams. We are revisiting that decision and looking at whether it's possible to go back to an in-the-dry method, if that would be cheaper or faster. So that's currently under review. We're looking at contracting techniques. By that I mean the acquisition strategies for these contracts. Generally, the Corps works in a firm fixed price contracting arrangement. Well, due to the risk on the dam and the nature of the river in this area, we did not get any bidders when we went out on the firm fixed price and had to go cost reimbursable. We're looking at our management approach, we have sent people to other large projects to look at how they're managing the projects. Are they doing anything different than we're doing, so we can bring those lessons back? We're looking at all the processes and procedures that this office has employed to run a cost reimbursement project. We brought in independent consultants from outside the government to look at a lot of these things and make sure that we're doing them, meeting our requirements and our regulations, and if there's anything they have to offer. So basically, we're looking at all options. We owe that to the taxpayer and to the customer, and that's what we're doing.
And major construction projects are going to have a lot of cost overruns and delays, but this one seems to have more than most. What exactly has been the cause of this project's problems?
Well, there's a multitude of reasons behind it. Certainly, the river in this area is very dynamic. It fluctuates annually somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45 feet. And anytime you work in the river in those conditions, it's a challenge. And that would be whether you build this with, say, in the wet technology or with a coffer dam or whatever. We had extreme challenges when we built the coffer dam for the lock. So the river is one factor. One of the other major factors is funding. We do not get funding to build the project as efficiently as we would like to be able to build it. We do not buy all the materials we want to buy at one time because we're getting funded on a monthly basis. So you look at how much money you've got left over to apply and how much you're getting next month to go out and buy more equipment, more materials, and that sort of thing. So that's had a major impact on the project. And I think we're recognizing also that the in-the-wet methodology is certainly more costly than what we thought when we made those decisions years ago. So we're recognizing that. But all those factors have played into it.
So is this month-to-month funding schedule a normal part of these types of projects?
Well, it's not normal. The funding for this project comes from two sources, one source being the federal government and second source being the Inland Waterways Trust Fund, which is a tax placed on the diesel fuel of the towing industry, and that account gets money into it every month, and those funds are then sent out, and there's not a large surplus there to fund any project over a long period of time, so that's one of the major contributors right now, and certainly, funding has been a challenge.
What's the most recent estimate for how much this is going to cost taxpayers?
Well, when we say dam, we need to make sure we understand the terminology. We report the cost for the total project. That includes all previous completed projects, plus the dam, plus the future projects of removing 52 and 53 and some operational facilities and some equipment. So right now, we're projecting a total cost for the entire project of $2.9 billion.
So once all is said and done on this project and it opens up for use, will the cost of the project be worth the rewards from it?
This project provides a significant benefit to this nation. The annual benefits are estimated at $741 million per year. And that's a combination of increased traffic flow, reduced locking times, reduced maintenance, fewer delays and outages, You know, and all in all, that's a savings that the American public will see in their transportation costs. And in spite of significant cost overruns at $741 million a year, in 4 years, the project still pays for itself. So it's a significant benefit to the nation.
Richard, I appreciate your time, and I thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. Have a great day.